Of course, not everyone gets confused. I've never contended that all law students need lose. I've always recognized there are few students, I estimate 5 to 7% in any law school class, who have a knack for consistently giving professors what they want on essay hypotheticals. And if you ask a professor to see an A law exam, professors often keep A exams on file and you can ask to see them, you'll typically be struck by three things, three characteristics of the A exam response. Again, you needn't write this down. See the primer, page 26. The first thing you'll likely notice about an A exam is that it isn't long. You'll be tempted to blurt out, "Where's the rest of it?" because you can't believe this is the entire product of a 3 to 4 hour effort. It's not about who can write or type the most in 3 to 4 hours. If anything, the A exam tends to be more concise. If you know what you're doing, you can express it concisely. To impress upon students they needn't write so much, also no doubt to save wading through reams of rambling irrelevancy, many professors limit how much can be written. Some instruct, answer in no more than 150 words, answer in the space provided. The next thing you notice as you begin to read the A response is, "Oh, I didn't see that issue. I guess I should have. Oh, there's another issue I overlooked." The A exam discusses more issues. Finally, as you read the analysis, you're impressed by the thinking. There's a nitpicking dialectic of argument, counterargument, relevant law related to relevant facts. You're impressed with the insight and logic, the close deductive, inductive reasoning process, and so was the professor. So, less writing, more issues, more impressive thinking, the three consistent characteristics of the A exam. Are there then some few students who do have the right stuff, some innate lawyering aptitude? You either have it or you don't. I think it must be conceded that there are students, very few, not predicted by college GPA, LSAT score, hours in the library, but often as noted former engineers and math and science types, who have a seeming knack for identifying issues and performing the kind of analysis that impresses law professors and earns A's. As the program progresses, we'll gain insights into what that knack might be. But knack, no knack, it doesn't matter. We can put into place several discipline steps. We can acquire certain skills and insights, and with a bit of practice, they will more than compensate for the lack of any such knack. Turn to page 90 of the primer. Skip over the fact pattern. Focus on the instruction at the very end. Stop.